The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You're out to dinner with your significant other or someone you might not know that well. If they're eating something they say is delicious, can you ask for a bit? Some people think it's perfectly normal to share food. Some people think it's disgusting. The TV chef Erica Drum is a big fan. Afternoon, Erica.
I'm a big fan of sharing. You're dead right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you understand people's concerns about germs and double dipping and all that kind of stuff?
I do, I suppose, in ways, and particularly post-COVID, we're probably all a bit more conscious of it. But really, that's just etiquette, you know? You're kind of, you have to be conscious of the other person, but also you should be sharing too. So therefore, it's a double act, you know?
Yeah. Now, but I suppose if it's somebody you didn't know that well,
that's
a bit more tricky. Other than if it's your life partner who you've swapped a lot of a spit with, presumably that's a different issue.
Absolutely. Like, say it was you were early on in a new job or something and you went out with your colleagues. I think that's something that to be discussed, you know. Naturally, we've, evolved around sharing food, breaking bread in a historical way of, incorporating community and friendship and trust amongst each other. It's just the way we are. And in so many different cultures around the world, and different cuisines, true food. So I think, well, for me anyway, as a total foodie, I definitely want to explore every dish on the menu. So if I'm sitting beside a total stranger, I'll still share with them and hope that they do it in reverse. Maybe not on the other table, if we're on the same table.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm kind of like you, and I understand people's concerns about it, but almost half the fun is gone if you can't share with people.
I totally agree. Like, when my partner Dave and I go out for a meal, if he and I both say we want the same thing, one of us has to change. No, it's usually him.
We do exactly the same. Exactly the same. Do you do a competition? Do you do a competition to see who the winner is?
Yeah, his dish was the best choice, even though you both wanted the same thing. But then you end up obviously having more of the particular dish that lands in front of you, or you have a lovely little chat about, I actually prefer the one that's in front of you, and you might prefer the one that's, let's swap. And that's all part of it. I think it should be a way of connecting and having fun as well. It shouldn't be so serious.
Mm. Have you ever done this where, you've just ordered something and then you see something is delivered to another table and then you call back the server and go, what are they getting? Ah, that looks lovely. Yeah.
I definitely have, but I'm also quite like, I nearly take about 20 minutes when I arrive somewhere. Now, in advance of that, I've probably checked out the menu online, their Instagram 1,000 times, and already figured out what I probably want to eat. But I've done a lap of the restaurant, really like breaking my neck looking down at people's tables to see what they're eating. And a lot of the times I prefer eating with more than just Dave, with a group of us, because then you can order more dishes,
Yeah. Tapas is essentially designed for that, but do we do that well, or do we understand it yet?
Yeah, I suppose like tapas really was actually more designed for the individual at the bar side, having their drink and eating a tapa, or in the Basque region, having a pincho. So a little bite with their food, chucking their cocktail stick. It was actually more of an individual thing than a shared thing as such, maybe sharing along the bar. But if we think about things like meze from the Middle East, or dim sum from China, or we've even got the Korean barbecue, or in the injera from Ethiopia, that's a sourdough, big bread that they spread out and they all get their hands in, they all, dig into that. We don't have as much an equivalent, but let's just think of, I know it's quite English as well, but the Sunday roast, that is one piece of meat, you know, beef or chicken or whatever you're having, that's cut and shared between everyone, you know. So there is a sense of it amongst us since a younger age, I think, since forever, really.
The reason I asked you about tapas is that you're 100% right, of course, that it is kind of it was designed for individuals at bars, but in the Irish context, we kind of go out for a dinner and we're terrified we're going to starve, and then we order 19 different tapas despite advice to the contrary.
I do. Yeah. And then there's also the small plates. All of that does happen now, doesn't it? And I love that because there's a taster of everything. You kind of have to be conscious of who you're with as well. Not just even if it's people, you might know them years, but say one of your mates, you know, I always blame the men eat more than the women, but say they don't really get the etiquette that you have, you know, and they dig into the ribs or something where there's only three and there's, you know, four of you, so they have to be divided. You kind of have to have like this hold back method to be polite, but then also be vocal about which dish you love the most or which one you're dying to try or whatever else.
I wonder, is it a cultural thing? Somebody's just texted in to say they think it's disgusting sharing food, but they go on to say, my Brazilian in-laws do it in public. I assume they mean sharing food. So that in other parts of the world, people would do it more routinely than we'd do it.
Yeah, I think so. Swapping saliva in public, could you imagine? it's a bit shocking to think that people think it's disgusting. That's in my opinion anyway. But like, it's not like, you know, we're doing a whole spaghetti and Lady and the Tramp vibe. It's just taking a taste of each other's dishes, experiencing that together, whether it's your mates, your work colleagues, or your partner, you know, or your kids. And I think it helps connection. Like, we're losing connection and communication and conversation every, you know, as the years go on now with technology and everything else, the way the world is changing. So little things around food, you know, why not make it a joyful moment where you do share and you do talk about it and you discuss, well, that's obviously the foodie and me discussing the flavors or the textures or, you know, how something was particularly cooked. But why not make it fun?
Yeah. Erica, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the TV chef, Erica Drum there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.